It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Tomorrow night, comedian Lee Camp takes the stage in the Steel City. He'll be appearing at Hambones at 8:30. You may know him from his politically charged television program, Redacted Tonight, on RT America, or his YouTube series, Moment of Clarity. His writing credits include The Huffington Post and The Onion. He joins us now by phone from Washington. Lee Camp, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And you can join the conversation at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address, ESSPGH@WESA.FM. On Twitter, at ESSPGH, hashtag EPLive. Lee, comedians like Jon Stewart and Bill Maher, even Pittsburgh native Dennis Miller, bring a point of view to their work. How would you define your politics and the point of view that you bring to your comic stylings?
Well, while I go after, both of the two main parties, I think that the two-party system has been corrupted by corporate money, and it's not really serving the people. And I'd say that's the largest the point I try and hit at. But I do cover a lot of issues, and my stand-up comedy will cover issues that are not all political, although I try and have a lot of social commentary in there. So it goes all over the map, but I'd say the heart of it is that we live in a bit of an oligarchy nowadays, ruled by wealthy elites rather than ruled by the people.
So, I hate to pigeonhole anybody, and you're probably as reluctant to be pigeonholed as any other performer, but, so many of the political satirists of the day identify with, a left-leaning point of view, or in the case of Dennis Miller, just right of Attila the Hun, or, So are you trying to, go one way or the other? Or, I can't see you going right, but are you trying to go maybe left a little bit, or just stay in the middle so that you maintain cred with both sides?
No, I'd say I'm left of the system we have, but saying what I do attracts actually a lot of libertarian fans as well. So I attract a lot of fans that, felt strongly for Occupy or maybe even participated, a lot of fans who might be involved in the Black Lives Matter campaign, but also a lot of fans that are libertarian and would get behind, Ron Paul or those type of voters. And I think that also speaks to the fact that the Democrats and Republicans are not speaking to the issues that a lot of people care about. And so therefore it's like, even though these are very different, libertarian is very different from a Green Party, let's say, but there's a lot of things that are similar in terms of, not wanting the surveillance state, for instance, not wanting 1,000 military bases around the world. And so those type of things really do attract all types of fans. And by the way, let me just add that I was a huge Dennis Miller fan back in the, 80s and early 90s, and then things changed. But
Well, what was that like for you? Because I think we all remember the Dennis Miller of it's almost hard to imagine it now, but he was, the anchor of the Weekend Update segment on Saturday Night Live and appealed to a lot of people. He now, of course, has come out as more of a conservative commentator with his own show. So what was that like for you to watch him go from being this kind of cult hero, pop culture hero, to being a guy who's a little bit more of an extremist?
Yeah, it was tough for me from the standpoint of, I was such a huge fan, and I think he's a brilliant comedic mind, and I wanted to continue being a fan even when he had kind of turned more right wing, and so I, bought a couple of albums after that point. Couldn't enjoy it because he was listening to a wealthy white male just kind of punch at those or various other types of struggling people.
Lee? I think we might have lost Lee Camp. Lee, are you there? And his phone line seems to have most definitely imploded there. So we'll get Lee back on the line. We're talking with comedian Lee Camp, who is a stand-up comedian who also has a couple of shows, one of which is a very popular program called Redacted Tonight on RT America. He also has his YouTube series, Moment of Clarity, and will be performing at Hambones tomorrow night in Pittsburgh at 8:30. And we were speaking with him about Dennis Miller, who, interestingly enough, is a Pittsburgh native. Don't know how much Dennis Miller makes it back to Pittsburgh these days, but wanted to mention that to Lee Camp just to get his take on that. And we'll continue our conversation with him, find out about some of his inspirations. And Lee, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, we lost you there, but it's good to have you back. You were talking about Dennis Miller, and I was pointing out to our audience in the interim there that, as many of our listeners probably know, Dennis Miller is a Pittsburgh native. So who knows? He might even show up tomorrow night at your show. but you were making a point about how it was a little bit jolting for you to kind of see the transformation of Dennis Miller from being someone who was similar, I would say, probably in his heyday on a level with Jon Stewart, now sounding like, to some, I'm sure, like an angry middle-aged dude.
Yeah, and it's just tough for me to see a comedian punched down. I mean, he's a wealthy white man hitting at people that have much tougher lives, and I think that type of comedy is much harder to pull off. So I had to stop being a fan, but he's still, in a certain sense, a brilliant comedy writer. It's just not something I can enjoy.
So, you know, growing up, I can remember people like Robert Klein and his riffs on Watergate, which were classic. What about the benchmark that he set, and who are the comedians who have influenced your style?
Yeah.
Lee has a bad phone line. that much is clear, which is unfortunate because this is we're enjoying kind of getting into the this man's mind and finding out exactly what has inspired his art and his comedy, which again he will be bringing to Hambones tomorrow night at 8:30. It's always fun when you're obviously vamping. As I am now, to see whether we can get Lee Camp back on the phone. And it's too bad he didn't arrive in Pittsburgh a day early. We could have had him here in the studio. At any rate, we will try one more time to get Lee back on the line. And reminder that coming up later in the program, a conversation with Pittsburgh-based author Stuart Onan on his latest novel, West of Sunset, based on F. Scott Fitzgerald's final years in Hollywood. And also, some of you may be familiar with the work of Pittsburgh folk artist John Kane. He is internationally recognized, but someone who has strong ties to Pittsburgh. And we will talk about John Kane and the new exhibit spotlighting his work at the Westmoreland Museum of American Art. That's coming up later. But right now we have Lee Camp back on the phone. Lee, come on, man. You got to get a new phone or something here. This is...
I hear Dennis Miller runs the phones. So.
That must be it. Okay, so where we left off was I was asking you about your influences. Who are the comedians that have kind of set the bar for you and inspired you?
Well, in my earlier days, it was people like Seinfeld, observational comedians, but then I kind of became more political and started to enjoy Bill Hicks and George Carlin and Lewis Black, Doug Stanhope. So it definitely changed. I started enjoying comedians that had something deeper to say, which, you know, doesn't take anything away from the others. But
you seem to hold, you know, watching some of your observations, you seem to hold no shortage of disillusionment with President Obama, that this has formed the basis of some of your recent venting. Were you one of those young people who got caught up in the excitement of hope and change and, like some, felt that you were sold a little bit short?
Absolutely. I fought for Obama in 2008, and I think that I thought because so much of his money came from average citizens as opposed to as much from corporations, I thought he'd be more indebted to those donors. But I think that, you know, Bill Moyers talked about it on his PBS show about deep state, which is the idea that no matter whether you get the Democrat or the Republican in, you're going to have, you know, the NSA surveillance and the military industrial complex and the prison industrial complex. These things haven't really changed under Obama. They've largely just grown.
What about congressional Republicans? Didn't you call them the lowest form of human life?
Yeah, am I wrong?
it's not for me to say in this position, but what do you say?
I think that they stand for some pretty horrific things, in my opinion, in terms of, being in a position of power and just trying to take away the things that make life livable for poor or struggling people, you know, just trying to take away Social Security and health care and all of these things that make life bearable for so many people is kind of horrible to me. But I, and in the same note, I saved some ire for the Democrats because I feel like even though they may say they stand for those things, you don't see a lot of action on them.
You do your show from Washington. Why is it important for you to be, as you put it, in the belly of the beast?
I think it just makes us really unique as a comedy news show. I mean, no other comedy news show is here in the middle of it. I was at a presidential announcement earlier this morning, and actually we have a surprise guest on my TV show tonight, Redacted Tonight, that will be making a presidential announcement. So it's pretty cool to be here and have those type of guests and meet those kind of people that are the people I'm talking about in all of my comedy.
Can I get the scoop on who the person is that's going to be announcing their candidacy for the presidency tonight on your show?
Well, I'm parsing words. She didn't quite announce her candidacy, but the special guest tonight is Jill Stein with the Green Party.
Okay. So what do you think of Ralph Nader, as long as we're talking about third-party candidates, if you will?
I think he's fought for some incredible things over the years. I mean, I didn't really follow his like, what he was saying during his runs, so I can't exactly speak to that, but I know he's fought for some impressive things over the years, consumer advocacy, and you know, voices like his are so incredibly important. At the very least, if they're not in office, they're pulling the Democrats farther to the left, to care about those things, to care about consumer advocacy and people dying from car crashes and those type of things. So I think he's done some very important stuff.
Who are some of the folks on the political landscape that the current political landscape that you really admire?
Very few, but I'd say Bernie Sanders, Alan Grayson, Elizabeth Warren are saying some very important things. And then the other 99% I don't like.
So your 1% is a little different than the 1% that we normally...
Right, I guess you can call me a 1%er in that respect.
We're talking with Lee Camp, comedian who is going to be appearing in Pittsburgh tomorrow at Ham Bones at 8:30. And again, he does the program Politically, the program Redacted Tonight on RT America, which you can check out tonight. I really don't mean to let the cat out of the bag, but I guess you already did. Jill Stein will be announcing her candidacy for president. So what do you think of people getting their news from comedy shows, Lee?
I think it's important in a certain sense, but the reason it's important is because our mainstream media is failing us. They shouldn't have to get their news from comedy shows. Like, in an ideal world, they could turn on the regular news and get the real news. But instead, you know, the other day, CNN just was showing a loop of that plane crash for the entire 24 hours, I think. And people aren't hearing about the deeper issues, you know, the things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is the largest trade deal in human history that Obama's pushing, and no one knows about it. and it could impact all of our lives, and you won't hear a mention on the mainstream media for the most part.
You know, speaking of issues with the mainstream media, what do you make of the current controversy over Brian Williams apparently making up stories out of whole cloth?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think he's got something to answer for, and I think that's kind of a sad thing for him to have done. You know, at the same time, I do believe that someone can make a mistake and make up for it and have a second chance. But I think the bigger story is this type of lie is something that we're very upset about and the other channels will harp on and point to. And yet the type of lies that were put forward to get us into the Iraq war seem to never be mentioned. So a certain type of lying is fine, and a certain type of lying gets you in trouble. And I think people should be analyzing that.
You know, are some political developments, are they sometimes so depressing that you find it difficult to make fun of them?
I definitely find it difficult. I try to not have an issue where I just say it's too depressing, I'm not going to talk about it. But it is difficult, and that's what makes my job hard. But at the same time, I think that's what makes my job worth it. These things are so depressing, and these are such tough times that it's without the comedy, I find that a lot of people, and especially young people maybe, aren't willing to tune in, aren't willing to pay attention or forward the idea, the story to friends. And so that's why I think what I do and shows like John Oliver's are so important. I think a lot of people learned about the prison industrial complex from either me or John Oliver. So let's hope we're doing our job right.
Last but not least, a final question for you here, Lee. Who would you like your audience to be?
I'd say everybody. but I guess I'd prefer more young people just because, you know, past a certain age, I think, for one thing, you've often made up your mind. But also, you know, if you're going to be active past a certain age, you've probably already made that decision. Whereas young people are waking up to the world, they're learning things. And so I'd love to have more young viewers and get past this apathy. My friend has a website called Art Killing Apathy, and I think that's what it comes down to. You know, using art, whether it's comedy, music, painting, whatever, to try and get past this apathy we seem to be mired in.
Well, Lee Camp is going to be appearing at Hambone's tomorrow in Pittsburgh. He's been our guest, and guests appearing on Essential Pittsburgh will receive things they really need. And Lee, in your case, a new phone. We'll be sending one out to you shortly.
I could just work a little harder to get a new phone.
Well, you've been working pretty hard, it looks like. Congratulations on the success of your program, Redacted Tonight, on RT America, which you can catch again this evening. And then, of course, the YouTube series Moment of Clarity. A busy guy, but we appreciate your taking time to be with us here on the program. Thanks again, Lee Camp.
Thank you. And all of it's at leecamp.net, too. Thank you.
Yes, you bet. And again, Lee Camp appearing at Hambone's in Pittsburgh, performing his stand-up comedy 8:30 tomorrow night if you want to catch his act. Up next, a conversation with Pittsburgh-based author Stuart Onan on his latest novel, West of Sunset, based on F. Scott Fitzgerald's final years in Hollywood. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.